Och här har jag Mr. McDonald med mig som är som underviser här i Inverness i säckepipeblåsning. Och han har ett alldeles nydligt instrument som han har tagit fram här och ska ge mig en liten förklaring på vad det hela går ut på. Could you just give me an explanation now of how you what the instrument is, how it is constructed and how you use it?
Well, the bag is made of sheepskin.
Yes.
And it's, as I say already, it's been non-porous. It's a sheepskin because it is non-porous, it doesn't sweat. Mm-hmm. And into the bag is tied three stocks for the drones, and another two, one for the blowstick and one for the chanter.
Yes, alltså själva säcken på en säckepipa är lavet av sauerskinn. Det brukas andra skinntyper också, men det är särskilt sauerskinn som är populärt för det inte är poröst, det lufta läcker inte ut av den. Now, when you teach your pupils here, how do you start? Do you play the whole instrument at once, or do you start with, for instance, the melody? Or how do you do it? It must be a very intricate thing too.
We start our pupils off on the practice chanter, which is here.
Uh-huh.
They don't touch the pipes until they've learned to do all the exercises, the scales exercises, and probably one or two tunes first on the chanter.
Yes, and would that correspond well to learning how to play an ordinary flute then about?
Exactly, yes. And then when they've reached the point of learning two or three tunes on the chanter, we then start the pupil to learn how to blow, which is quite an art, to learn how to blow the pipe itself, the big pipes.
Yes. Now, would one of you play just a little tune on the chanter itself for me?
Oh.